I'm Tom Rowe. You're listening to Turn on the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. You can go to free103.9.org to find out just what transmission art is, or newsroom.free103.9.org for links to international sources of radio art, radio news, media news, and more at free103.9.org. Tonight, we are going to turn on some double shots from Lou Reed, Avondale Air Force, and operators around are standing by with others. And we're also going to tune in to Free Speech Radio News for a report about the White House tuning into you and your privacy. To turn on the news, Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. Tune in free103.9.org, free103point9.org on the internet for more information about just what transmission art is and why it has a daily news show. Gigom.com, they have a report headlined, "Will the Senate Please Ask ISPs to Justify Their Wireless Caps?" Written by Stacey Higginbotham, the Senate is investigating video competition during a hearing on Tuesday, and public interest groups are using it as an opportunity to ask tough questions on broadband caps. Such caps, which are in place over half of the wireline broadband connections in this country, are justified by the idea that they prevent folks from overusing shared broadband networks. However, most outsiders view such caps as a way for broadband providers to protect their existing pay TV products. So there's a consortium of groups, Public Knowledge, Free Press, the New America Foundation, Consumers Unions, sending a letter to the Senate Commerce Committee asking it to quiz the ISPs about these caps. We will follow this issue all week. There is solar weather going on, a little more activity last couple days, so there may be disruptions soon. Let's see what it says here at sunspotwatch.com. Yeah, there's more geomagnetic storms in the past 24 hours. They're still only at the 2 level, which is a little above minor, but they've just begun. So we will keep an eye on the solar weather here. Blackball.com also reports... Where is all the information I was going to tell you about online giving to nonprofits is up 10.9% at small organizations, 17.1% at medium, and 11.9% at large organizations, according to data from blackball.org. You can go there for more information. Now we're going to head over to Alice Ohlstein at Free Speech Radio News, where she has a report on the White House. They're asking for sanctions overseas, but others are asking questions about their surveillance in the United States.
Today, the Obama administration announced a new set of sanctions to target Iran and Syria and digital companies that help to monitor and suppress activists or dissidents within the countries. But Saudi's advocates say U.S. efforts to gather private information through data mining and wiretapping, as well as current ability on the issue. FSRN's Alice Ohlstein has the details in Washington, D.C.
Speaking to Holocaust survivors, diplomats, and human rights advocates on Monday, the president described new federal efforts he says could prevent a 21st century Holocaust.
I've signed an executive order that authorizes new sanctions against the Syrian government and Iran and those that abet them for using technologies to monitor and track and target citizens for violence.
Monday morning's event, held at D.C.'s Holocaust Memorial Museum, focused on past, current, and future human rights atrocities. But Holocaust drew attention to two nations in particular, Syria and Iran, and questioned the lack of international will to confront their leaders.
How is it that Assad is still in power? How is it that the Holocaust number one denier, Ahmed, is still a president? We must know when evil has power, it is almost too late. We must use those measures to prevent another catastrophe.
Technology has been a double-edged sword in the region, with online and mobile tools in the hands of both repressive governments. Meg Rogensack with Human Rights First says the priority of the U.S. and international community must be to preserve citizens.
Surveillance technologies that would enable them to track their citizens, obtain communications, and then use that communication to torture them, get additional information that they could use to identify other potential dissidents.
The U.S. company Bluecoat admitted last year that the Syrian government used its products to block internet access in the country, but denied selling the tech. The State Department is currently investigating the situation. President Obama's announcement comes as the House of Representatives considers a bill that will allow companies to share private data with each other and the government. The Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, or CISPA, has bipartisan support. But privacy advocates are mobilizing to defeat it, saying the vague language would override existing privacy laws and give companies broad immunity, even if they share personal data for non-cybersecurity reasons.
It gives any company the right to share effectively any type of information with any government agency, who can then use it for anything they want.
That's Holmes Wilson with the open internet group Fight for the Future. He says U.S. criticism of citizen surveillance in Iran and Syria is hypocritical, considering bills like CISPA, the illegal wiretapping program, and recent government crackdowns on activists and whistleblowers.
If the State Department wants to be able to speak for internet freedom and encourage and promote internet freedom around the world, the Obama administration needs to take a strong stand for it at home, and frankly, they haven't been.
As President Obama calls out Syria's Assad for surveillance of dissidents, Department of Homeland Security documents released last month revealed widespread and coordinated monitoring of the U.S. Occupy movement. And the Justice Department recently approved new rules allowing the government to store citizens' private data for up to 5 years, even if there's no evidence of criminal activity. The House of Representatives will vote on the cybersecurity bill CISPA by the end of the week. Alice Olstein, FSRN, Washington.
When she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. If going down at all, not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station. You know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll.
It's all right.
Hey, baby, no, it was all right.
It's all right. drug that drives me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while. I like to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite's gone way up to Mars. Soon it'll be filled with park and cars. I watched it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. You've been bold with Harry, Mark, and John. Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday through Thursday with Harry, Mark, and John. Satellite's gone up to the skies. Things like that drive me out of my mind. It for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love. Satellite of love.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Tom Murray. You're tuned in to Turn on the News. Daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. Tonight, we just heard two tracks from the Avondale Air Force. That last one was Sputnik Searchlight, and Liftoff started things off before that. Before that, we heard two from Lou Reed. First, The Velvet Underground's Rock and Roll, and then Lou Reed's Satellite of Love. And some double shots tonight on Turn on the News. You can go to Free103.9 or newsroom.free103.9.org for more information about just what is Transmission Arts and why does it have a daily news show.